Like, Scoop, what are you eating over there?
Runyons, Raggy.
Zoinks! Like, Scoop, put those down right now, man!
And I'm John.
And this is Stranger Still.
A podcast that asks the questions that you never questioned to ask.
I am Nick Wood.
And I'm John Began.
Hi, John.
Hi.
So, John, you live in a house of eight dogs?
I have eight dogs.
And how many cats?
Three.
Three cats, but more importantly, eight dogs.
Eight dogs.
Can you tell me what a day in your life is like with eight dogs?
Sure. Okay. So,
and they're not real quick though for the listeners. They are not small.
No.
They are ginormous.
Yeah.
There's like two small dogs, and the rest are like Scooby-Doo size.
Yeah. I've got Husky Silas.
Mm-hmm.
He's thin. That's just his breed. He's Husky Silas. I've got Husky Riley. She's a foster.
Uh-huh.
The last of Animal Rescue. AdoptHope.org. I've got
Fawn,
the Greyhound, just saved from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Wally Winkle.
He's adorable.
His proper name is Wallace Winkleton. Yep. He's a Chihuahua Corgi.
He's adorable.
I've got one-eyed JJ. He's a Brussels Griffon.
I think he's a pirate.
He's
is that a
little
breed?
Bit.
Is pirate a breed of dog?
That's offensive to the dog pirates.
Sorry, keep going.
And then we've got Jenner, who was born a man and a woman,
mm-hmm.
but actually just a man, and they messed up and they snipped him up.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a happy little dude, and he is a French bulldog.
Cool.
And I wake up every morning at 3 a.m.
Right.
Some people might know that as 3 a.m. And so I have to brush all their teeth. It's the first thing I do.
Yeah.
I usually run downstairs. I got a little bit of time to like wash my face, do whatever I got to do. And then I get out 7 loaves of bread.
Make sack lunches.
I make their lunches, brown bag it. Get out my Sharpie. I write all their names on them. I usually
do you put a note
notes.
In there? Do you put a
yes.
note?
Okay. I put the note. I'll be like, hey, Wally, go get him, Tiger.
He's a dog, though.
That's what I put in parentheses. He loves that. He cracks up.
He thinks
that's
it's really
hilarious.
Funny.
Yeah, he's got a good sense of humor for a dog.
For a dog?
Yeah.
I feel like that's offensive to dogs. For a dog.
All right, let me keep going. So, yeah, put their little sack lunch, write their name. I get their little notes in there and everything.
Yep.
And then I let them outside. You know what's kind of a bummer?
Yeah.
I don't put their like little notes in there every time.
Sure. Sometimes you forget because you're a bad dad.
But it's true that I have eight dogs.
It is true that you have eight dogs.
And that sounds like a joke.
Yeah. John has eight dogs. And one time I was at his house and I thought it was the last day I was going to live because I was sitting on the couch and he let them out in waves and they all jumped on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is the end. This is how I go.
Yeah. They loved you, though.
Yeah. They did love me, which was the problem because I couldn't get off the couch.
That was one of the problems. But the other one was that I've been chemically breeding them to produce acid spit.
Oh, that did burn
so
for a few days.
A little bit, but
it still burns.
You got to keep them safe.
True. Good point. Let me ask you this. Have any of those dogs ever eaten anything weird?
My dog's Fawn and another dog outside. I went outside and they were eating onions.
Oh,
they found little baby Iowan onions, and I didn't know that.
Was it in your yard?
Yes.
Ew.
I didn't know that onions grew in my yard.
Well, now you know.
I didn't know my yard was a natural habitat for little mini onions.
For mini onions.
Might call them funions, because they're fun-sized.
But not for dogs, because this is actually something that you taught me, is that dogs can't eat onions, and they can't eat garlic.
So what we did is I called the vet, and they said, give them some hydrogen peroxide.
So you throw it up?
You take a little syringe.
Uh-huh.
Like, not a needle, but like...
Like a little...
plastic applicator type thing. And you... And they just kind of like do their thing, walk around. And they're like, well, you could give them a little bit more. So you squirt it right in there.
Two shots.
And my dogs had tank stomachs. No, they were cool. They were like... They were just like chilling. and then, you know, keep going. So I just kept doing it. And we got up to like 2.5, 3, 4 shots.
Yeah.
And everything was happy and they're like, all good. And then.
Yep. Yep. That classic sound.
Yep. And then it was vomit city for like the next like 5 minutes. It was just nonstop. I felt like a horrible person. It was terrible. Make sure that you talk to a vet first, though, before you do anything like this.
So first of all, I want to say real fast that this episode might be a little gross. We're already talking about vomit. We're going to talk about poop. But it's also going to be a lot of PSA, a lot of public service announcement. Because I'm not a dog expert, but you are. So by proxy, I am.
Yeah, because you know me.
So
sometimes he name drops me when he meets a new dog.
Right. I'm like, I know John Began. He's kind of a big deal.
Dogs love that.
Yeah, they do. Some of them roll their eyes like, everyone knows John Began.
Now, the reason for that.
Yeah.
That, you know, dogs, you know, want my autograph is that I'm a volunteer with Last Hope Animal Rescue, which is one of the biggest animal rescues in the Midwest.
Yeah.
I do documentary like styled videos for them. I write music for those and I do the work on the social media and stuff like that. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. And I'm not goofing when I say that John is an expert. Like he probably knows more about this than I do, but I'm still going to be the one educating.
Teaching me about them. Teach dog you.
Bellies. So the question that we're going to go into today is, why can dogs eat things like balloons, so to speak, or, birds out of my parents' evergreen trees or dead animals, but they can't eat something that we perceive as innocent, like onions or chocolate. Chocolate's the most common one. I think everyone knows that. There's a myriad of things that they can't eat. There's actually a lot of things that they can't eat that I didn't know about, which we'll get into later. But to tease things, did you know dogs can't have grapes or raisins?
I did.
Dang it! Did you know that they can't have dairy?
It's because they're vegan.
That's they're so pretentious.
People try to do that, though, and it's terrible.
Well, dogs are... they're lactose intolerant, basically.
I'm a vegan.
Yeah.
And I buy meat for my dogs.
That, we'll get back to that later, because I was actually going to ask you that, because the more meat protein your dog has, the better they will be for defending off bacteria. I'm going to get into that more later. Did you know that they can't have cinnamon?
Ooh.
Hey, I got one.
I did know that.
You fooled me. Okay, we're just going to move on. Did you know that dogs can eat poop?
Yeah, I've seen it happen.
You've seen
it? I had a
with your own two eyes, yeah?
With my own two eyes and with my friend's two eyes.
Yeah.
We had 12 pit bulls in my kitchen. They paid rent.
Sweet.
It's fine.
Okay.
And they had a mama named Sophia. She's a sweetheart. I miss her. But I had a lot of trouble at first with puppies. Because they like to eat, and then they like take that food, and their body does lots of neat stuff with it.
It's called digestion.
And then it ends up on my floor, and I don't like that.
Right.
But when
so
I
you
had
forced
Sophia,
your dog to eat it up.
Well, no. Sophia was a mama to 12 baby pit bulls.
Uh-huh.
She would clean up after them.
She would eat their poop. So she'd put on her napkin bib, get out a knife and fork.
She was really polite about it.
Yeah.
She'd
lay down, she'd light some candles, get out the tablecloth. What?
It's so gross. No, she would eat the baby, little baby poops.
She would. And that's actually common between a lot of species of animals because little baby digestion systems aren't that good. So there's actually a lot of leftover nutrients in baby animal poop.
Yeah.
So they will eat it because they don't want it to go to waste. And they'll just soak up that nutrients.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Still vegan.
Still vegan because it's poop.
Yep.
Is it?
Yeah. It's in the vegan handbook.
Do you eat animal poop?
So the cool part about that question.
Yeah.
Is that dogs. Hey, Nick, why don't you go on and tell me.
I don't want to know the end of that story. So I also... While we're on the topic, if your dog is eating their poop and they're fully grown, they're eating their own poop, your dog's probably sick. You want to get that checked out.
Like, you know.
It goes back.
Like they're gross.
It is. I mean, that is disgusting. It's not right. They need to go see a psychologist.
Yeah.
But
I would say the same thing applies to like your aunts or your uncles.
Right. If they're eating their own poop.
Right.
If your grandparents are doing it, it's probably fine. We'll get into that.
Yeah.
So if they're eating their own poop, they're more than likely sick because it goes back to that rudimentary behavior where they're eating the poop to get more nutrients. And if your dog is fully grown and they're eating their own poop, they're doing a last ditch effort to get as much nutrients as they can.
Mm-hmm.
So if your dog is eating their own poop, get it checked out. In a certain sense, though, dogs do have an iron stomach. Like you said earlier, your dogs have a tank stomach.
Yeah.
But in another sense, they...
It was actually invented by Albert Einstein.
He invented space.
He invented space, but shortly after that, he invented the Iron Stomach.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually, I think he was a producer on Iron Chef, too.
Yeah, good show.
Okay.
So in another sense, dogs have, at the same time, they have a very sensitive stomach, and it comes from the same place. Have you ever tried to change one of your dog's diets, like, overnight? No transition, just cold turkey?
No, because I'm not a dumby.
You're not a dumby, but if you did... most of the time, your dog's going to get sick. At least that's what I hear. I don't have much frame of reference for myself. I was always kind of... I don't want to make anyone mad, but I was kind of a cat person. I like dogs, but I had cats when I was a kid. Not my fault.
It's not me that's going to hate you. It's the everyone.
It's the entire... Well, the internet loves cats, so I'm in good hands here.
I don't know about that.
So another question for you. Have you ever wondered why a dog is fairly content with eating the same boring crap every single day, like those really dry, nasty pellets?
Yeah, I mean, you call them that, but that's not what I call them. You got to hype them up as a thing.
Oh,
I call him like Wally Winkle, and he starts getting his tail wagging and gets a little stoked. And I'm like, guess what I made for you today, my man?
Yeah, yeah.
And he gets all worked up and like all like excited. And you got to be like, Blue Buffalo. And you put that in there. And he's like, I made this.
Yeah, do jazz hands.
I do a little bit of jazz hands. Yep. I spice it up. Sometimes you throw it in the microwave for a good, like, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Ooh. Get it nice and hot.
It's like lava.
Well, and then you throw it in the freezer and you cool it back to room temperature.
Blacksmith in it.
Yep. Uh-huh. Once you take it back out, oh my goodness, it is delicious, I've been told.
Yeah. Dogs actually have a much richer variety of bacteria in their digestive tracts than we do. I don't think that's any surprise there. There's always that myth that the dog's mouth is cleaner than a human's mouth. That's not necessarily true. They just have more bacteria, which can be a good thing. Could be a
good
bad
bacteria.
Thing. It could be good. Yeah.
They got that good stuff that cleans their tongues up.
But as those crappy dry pellets go through their digestive system, these bacteria are much more effective at extracting the nutrients that they need than it is in our body. So we have to have a variety of things that we eat every day to make sure we're getting those nutrients.
Whereas dogs don't because they've got that.
Right. Yeah. Awesome. So most of this is coming from a website I found called vetsallnatural.com.au. There's not a lot of resources on this kind of stuff, but Australia, they have it. They know their stuff. So dogs, and cats for that matter, that live off a meat or mainly meat protein diet. So you said blue buffalo. Yeah, they have a lot of meat protein in their food. So when they are... When they have a mainly meat protein diet, the acidity in their stomach is going to be a lot stronger. I was looking at a pH scale. It's actually almost as acidic as battery acid in their stomach when they're on a meat diet.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's why I feed my dogs a little mini Arnold Schwarzenegger sometimes. Yeah.
And then they, as the little mini Arnold Schwarzeneggers are dissolving in the acid, they give a little thumbs up.
Yeah.
As they're sinking
I haven't
down.
Seen that part because it's internal, but it's just medical stuff.
Right. You just have to assume.
He's got a lot of nutrients.
Yeah. He's going to pump you up. So on the other side of things, if cats or dogs have a mostly plant-based diet or carbohydrates or plant proteins, the acidity of their stomach is going to be a lot lower. It's actually more like vinegar. So imagine that difference there. Battery acid, vinegar.
Yeah.
People drink vinegar. Nobody drinks battery acid.
Oh. Oh, really?
Do you know someone?
That doesn't drink battery acid?
That does drink battery acid.
It's vegan.
So you do, is what you're telling me.
Let's move on. Well, I have a stomach ache. I need to get home.
So if their stomach acid is a lot weaker, it's going to be a lot worse at fighting off some bad bacteria that make dogs sick.
And probably extracting nutrients to build their immune system, too.
Exactly. So they're just going to be weaker in general, which is why I think that giving dogs table scraps is fine. Like giving part of your hamburger or leftover chicken or whatever, because that might help in the long run. You're welcome, dogs.
But there's a lot of garlic in human food.
There is. Hold on to that thought. But there's also dog foods out there that have higher meat protein content, like...
Taste of the Wild.
Taste of the Wild. They're a really good one.
That's why I feed my puppies at home.
Uh-huh. It might be Tell me if I'm wrong. I don't even know. It's probably more expensive.
Well,
because it has less filler.
The thing about that here is, yeah, it's a little bit more expensive. You're getting more out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's slightly more, it's slightly less expensive than the stuff in the same tier.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a, like a dog food ratings website called dogfoodadvisor.com. And basically this is a 5-star dog food. So it's worth every penny because it's going to be more efficient in keeping your dog healthy.
It sounds like a brand deal, but it is important because it's going to make your dog healthier.
And if you act now.
And if you act now, call in the next 15 minutes. We'll throw in the little Fushigi guys for free.
What's that?
The Fushigi is like those little orbs that are like, they're magical, but it's just a clear ball. I'll show you later.
Okay.
So this whole meat protein thing is where the iron stomachs come in. Just because of that strong stomach acid. But as I said before, for the exact same reason, it gives them a very sensitive stomach. If their diet has a drastic change, it's going to change those pH levels very quickly, which is going to make them sick. It's like if you drink a crap load of 7-Up, your stomach is going to be really wonky compared to what it normally is, and you're going to throw up. I've done that on accident.
Gross. And also, I think if their stomach's more acidic, it's going to be better at dissolving things that are poison.
Possibly.
And, like, getting that in there says bad.
Well, yes and no. What we've kind of talked about only really covers why they can eat dead stuff and poop and all that. But doesn't answer why they can't eat stuff like chocolate. Unfortunately, there's a lot of foods out there that kind of bypass the whole stomach thing because they're just poisonous. Chocolate comes from cocoa. In the cocoa plant and in chocolate, there is, let's see, it's called...
Alkaline?
It is an alkaline. It's called theobromine. It is an alkaloid, a plant alkaloid, which means it's poisonous, correct?
So how come I'm eating all this poison?
Well, it's a matter of proportion. So we're a lot bigger than dogs, I would say. Most dogs,
mm-hmm.
Not like Great Danes. But we can tolerate it because of our size. However, dogs are much smaller and they can't. And while I was doing my research, I also found that sometimes elderly people can't take a whole lot of chocolate either.
Weird.
Because of the same reasons that dog can't.
Yeah.
Just a weaker system. And this actually does extend to a lot of plant-based foods that have caffeine in it, like tea. You shouldn't give your dog tea. I don't know why you would, but you shouldn't.
Basically anything that I eat, like really, really dark chocolates that are vegan.
Oh my God, dark chocolates are teas. Really bad.
Yeah.
That's worse than just like milk chocolate.
Works out great because like when I've got food in my house, my dogs can get all their stuff and then I get all my stuff and mm-hmm. we don't have to share, which is neat.
But otherwise, you're just like eating out of the same bowl.
Yeah.
You puppy. So some of this other stuff I actually got from the website for the American Kennel Club. Do you know them?
Yeah.
I would hope so.
Yeah, Rick.
Rick, yeah. You know Rick.
Everyone knows American Rick. Kennel Rick.
I know you're joking.
No, I know
you're
Rick.
Joking. Some other foods, things like onions and garlic and chives are part of the allium family, which means that they contain sulfides that damage red blood cells.
Oof.
This happens in humans. Mind you.
And hey, we've already talked about this before, but Arnold Schwarzenegger used to always say this.
Turn down the allium. The allium is too loud.
Thank you.
So this allium, contains sulfides that damage red blood cells. And it's the same thing with chocolate. It does affect us humans as well. It's just a matter of proportion where it doesn't kill us like it does in dogs. Garlic is 5 times worse than onions or chives. Basically, it kills 5 times as many, or affects 5 times as many red blood cells than onions or chives.
Is that just a higher concentration of allium?
Exactly. It's a higher concentration of allium. I have to say it like that every time now.
And now this is something that is just because we have bigger bodies
mm-hmm.
that we're cool with it.
Yep. Our body is...
Where does it get broken down? Is there livers that are processing?
Yes. Stuff? It would go through your liver and kick all that out. If the red blood cells are damaged, they're actually expelled from the body, probably through the kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
We're just bigger, so we have more red blood cells that replace all that.
For me,
mm-hmm.
as a vegan, I don't have a liver because it's meat.
We just cut it out.
How do I process that stuff?
Without a liver?
But like, I don't, that's meat. I don't have a liver.
Well, I have a feeling you're just a ghostly apparition.
Vegans can't have meat.
Right.
Right, so.
What's your skin? Meat's just muscle.
Meat's just muscle.
That's why you're paper thin. You guys can't tell us on the pictures we post, but he's basically two-dimensional.
It's not that I'm like not strong. Like I'm buff and tough as the rest of them, but...
You're just paper thin.
It's a lot of... Yeah, it's just all hollow.
Yeah. All hollow. Stars hollow. Gilmore Girls. Watch it.
Only on...
Netflix.
Yeah.
Well, it's coming back through Netflix. They're producing another season.
You even watch the Gilmore Girls?
I do watch Gilmore Girls. They talk really fast and have some really good humor. You should watch it.
Oh my gosh. Which one's your favorite?
I like Michelle.
Which one's the cutest?
Because he has a really, really not good French accent in every episode, never gets better. Michelle? It's really funny. Yeah. He works at the hotel. He's French, and it's okay. The worst accent ever.
Yeah.
Not French, not the French accent. His impression of the French accent is bad. Also, Melissa McCarthy's in that show. Did you know that?
What?
She plays a cook.
Wow.
It was like her start.
She was a Gilmore cook.
She was a Gilmore cook.
She helped fuel them.
Her name's Suki.
She helped keep them nutrified.
Nutrified. Speaking of nutrients, have you ever done the, this isn't nutrients, but have you ever done the cinnamon challenge?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah, that's where you...
you eat a spoonful of cinnamon.
Yeah, you get a spoonful of cinnamon.
It helps the medicine go down.
And you put it... You take a spoonful of cinnamon and you put it in a blender with Windex, I think it was, and like just gross stuff around the kitchen.
And sulfuric acid.
And you make your cousin drink it.
Uh-huh.
And then
his insides melt.
He starts melting. And then you've got to... It's got to be snowing outside and you put him outside. Is that the...
And then he just gets hidden in the snow and you find him when the summer hits and he's just bones. That's the challenge. Yes.
He's right. Trying to find the bones.
Yes. We're trying to hide the bones before
dogs shouldn't eat bones.
They shouldn't. Right. Do you know why?
Because it cuts them up, I think.
Yeah. The bones will splinter and tear open their digestive system from top to bottom. But there's also cinnamon. Let's get back to cinnamon here. It's actually really bad for humans to do too because the oils in cinnamon... irritate the mouth really bad. And in humans, as well as dogs, it can lower your blood pressure to really dangerous levels, which can lead to like diarrhea, vomiting, or death.
That's what makes Starbucks so sexy, is we're kind of always flirting with danger when we put a little bit of that spice in there.
I don't even know what to say. As a closing thought, I'm going to come back to grapes and raisins. This was from... Of all places, WebMD, they do animal stuff too, apparently. I didn't know that. WebMD has come in handy for once. It didn't just tell you you have cancer. It did say that dogs can't have grapes or raisins like we talked about earlier. But the reason, do you know the reason?
Yeah, dogs hate grapes.
They just don't like them.
Yeah, they're like, when are you going to turn it into wine?
Yeah.
I want to wait. Dogs are very impatient.
Actually, dogs can't have yeast either.
Yeah, they don't. My dogs are straight edge. They don't drink beers.
Well, just yeast in general because it...
My dogs are chill. Like, they would drink mad beers if they did.
Yeah.
Like, the most beers.
I'll make sure I get
like,
right.
They get real nice. But they don't drink beers. They're straight edge.
So, they actually can't have yeast because it turns into alcohol in their stomach.
That happens to humans, too.
When
you ever hear
of
the people that create alcohol from the yeast that they eat? Like, someone was eating bread, and they ended up being, like, drunk at work.
Really?
They found out it was a medical condition that their body was a brewery.
Weird. But the yeast can actually expand your dog's stomach due to the gases it produces. And
they get a beer belly, pretty much.
They get a beer belly quite literally, and it can rupture their stomach or their intestines, and it's very bad for them.
Life as a dog is dangerous.
It is.
With that little brown pellets.
Yeah. Have you ever played the video game? I think it's like... Dog's life, it's really lame.
No.
It's really bad.
They just eat food?
There's like a smell-o-vision type of thing. It's like the worst graphics ever. It looks like a really bad student film. But the reason they can't have grapes and raisins isn't because they're waiting for it to turn into wine. It's because it causes kidney failure. We don't know why. Vets don't know why. Scientists doesn't know why. The internet doesn't know why.
Really?
Yeah. It causes kidney failure in dogs.
Oh, really? They don't know?
Yeah, they don't know. I'm not joking.
Wow.
Yeah. So sorry, that's the last one I got. Sorry to end on a downer. But did you learn something about your dogs that you didn't know before?
Yeah.
Like, good. Like what?
I learned that one and done for how many beers Wally can drink is a bad rule.
Take his keys away?
He shouldn't drink any beers.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't, but there was a party this weekend.
Yeah. You might want to get that dog-sized breathalyzer out for Wally. I really do hope that this helps some people take care of their dogs better, even though it's just to figure out why they can eat garbage but they can't eat innocent stuff. I really do hope that this helps someone take care of their dog better.
And if you need a dog, I'll hook you up.
You'll hook you up.
I'll hook you up. I got dogs. You could go to adopthope.org.
Yeah.
You can go to our Facebook, which is facebook.com/Last Hope Animal Rescue IA, because we're in Iowa.
And
plenty of dogs, dog videos and stuff that I make.
Now, and if you adopt one of those dogs, it actually helps me out, because when I go to John's house, I won't die.
Right.
But who cares about me?
Yeah, so dogs exist.
They do.
Don't feed them grapes.
Good job.
Yeah.
Do you want to recap? Why can dogs eat garbage or poop, but they can't eat chocolate?
So it's not that those things are like good for them either, mm-hmm. but it kind of just goes right through, because it's not broken down by their super acidy stomachs.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've got these super acidy stomachs from protein.
Mm-hmm.
They go and they break that junk down, get more nutrients than people do, which is why they eat the same thing. And it kind of goes from there. And you don't want to feed them anything that can be broken down that has lots of poisons in it.
Chocolate. And that's where
chocolate and grapes and raisins and lots of stuff you wouldn't even think. So it's always good to double check. But it's even better to not feed your dog anything but dog food.
You know what's even better than just feeding your dog dog food?
What's that?
Check out our website, strangerstillshow.com. We're going to have a list of all the things that I can find and you can find that dogs shouldn't be eating and why. You can also follow us on Facebook, search for Stranger Still. We got a group there for you to hang out with us.
We got a Twitter.
We got Twitter.
Which is at Stranger Still.
Yep. You can send us questions. If you have a really curious question you want answered on the show, we'd be happy to research it and answer it for you.
I'm still John.
I'm still Nick.
And this is Stranger Still.
Oh, say it again.
And this is Stranger Still.